It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock says he should have told people that his wife and daughter were in Mississippi and that he decided to fly there for Thanksgiving. On Wednesday, he boarded a plane less than 30 minutes after he urged families on social media to stay home for the holiday because of rising COVID cases in the city. In a statement, Hancock apologized to Denver residents and said that his decision was, quote, made as a husband and father. Governor Jared Polis announced last night that he was exposed to someone who was tested positive for COVID-19. Polis tested negative for the virus Wednesday. According to a statement from the governor, he's begun quarantining and will be retested in the coming days. Employees filed a whistleblower complaint Monday against Denver Health, alleging retaliation for speaking up about racism and the effects of COVID-19. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Dr. Katie Bakes founded the At-Risk Intervention and Mentoring Program. After attending a White Coats for Black Lives event, program backers wrote to hospital leaders about its role in combating institutional racism at the hospital, calling for continued funding. According to the complaint, she got verbal and written warning after those letters. Bakes says she was told it was for not getting along with leadership.
This is a pattern, and it's a pattern in the setting of a culture of fear and retaliation throughout the organization at a time when we're facing these two public health crises of COVID and racism.
Denver Health didn't respond directly to the complaint, but said it has policies to protect employees from retaliation. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Front Range has a new incline trail. The Rooster Hess Incline Challenge opens to the public today in Parker. Ron Redd manages the Parker Water and Sanitation District, which owns and operates the land.
What we're requesting is keeping the traffic to one way. So there's still some restrictions. We want people to go up the incline and then come down the side trail just to be safe. But it's out in the middle of nowhere, beautiful views, and I think people will enjoy having a new venue to check out.
The Rooster Hess Incline has 132 steps. It's part of a 1.3-mile loop. Dogs on leashes are allowed on the side trail, but not on the incline. Eventually, the open space will have about 15 miles of trails. Colorado has mostly sunny weather today with some snow in the mountains. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.